going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But their shine was stolen just a little bit this morning, huh? This is years in the making. How many hours would you guess as a radio show and as a radio station we have done on a future stadium for the Washington Commanders and the mere possibility when it seemed impossible, when it seemed unlikely, when it seemed improbable that maybe, just maybe, one day they could come back to D.C. And it may well happen. A lot of work still has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
The city council still has to approve this. Only 4 city council members were on site. They need 7 votes. Phil Mendelson, who is in charge of the city council, kind of runs the show, yep. Right? He's coming on the show at 3 o'clock. He's long been opposed to a stadium in D.C., and he put out a statement already today. Doesn't sound like his opinion has changed, so we'll ask him about it. But Josh Harris, sitting next to the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, sitting next to the commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, talking about a project that is going to change D.C. forever. And could Danny do more to reinvigorate this fan base than an NFC Championship game run or a Super Bowl ever could? The possibility of people who went to RFK Stadium with their dad and with their grandparents, mm-hmm, getting to take their kids. This could be the unifier. This could be the shot in the arm, yeah, that we need as a fan base, because this thing has subsided substantially.
Yeah, there's no way around that. The bridge to the older, my age and up, right, who remembers going to RFK. I only got to go to a handful of games, by the way. It wasn't like you could go every week. It was when the Tremonti family couldn't use their tickets, and my dad and I only got to go a couple times. So it's building the bridge to the older fans that a lot of them have been driven away by this expansion feel, where it's a name we don't recognize, uniforms we don't recognize, branding we don't recognize. It just feels like a new thing, and a lot of folks don't care the same way. So you build that bridge back. It's the biggest welcomer back possible. I know winning helped an awful lot, but just in terms of the off-field things, it's the best olive branch, open arm embrace that this organization could offer.
Let's face it too, winning is fleeting. You could win, mm-hmm, or you could lose at any given moment. There'll be great years and bad years, and guys are healthy or they're hurt, and Daniels is going to play at an elite level or could struggle or go through a rut. A stadium's there for 30-plus years.
Yes, the doink against Tampa Bay is an inch and a half to the right, and they lose in overtime, and we're not talking about it the same way. You know, I'm just saying, I'm not spitting in the face of it, simply saying you're right, it's fleeting. Then the second bridge is to the new fans. The second bridge is to the younger group that has no memory of RFK, that's only heard people like me talk about the stadium bouncing and has only heard about some of the incredible moments where everybody in this area from a totally different backgrounds, communities, et cetera, are out there by the hundreds of thousands for the Super Bowl parades and the home field advantage and the We Want Dallas. These are just legends. Well, you bring the new folks in by a state-of-the-art, kick-ass, unbelievable facility. So that could have been anywhere, quite frankly, for the younger generation. But the fact that it's the same place that all the old heads wanted and all the young folks, you guys and under GP, are getting the crown jewel that some of the renderings and some of the possibilities here needs to be thoughtfully done. That's obvious. But you've got an ownership group that it's, all they've demonstrated so far is we'll do what needs to be done.
Well, everything they've touched has turned, maybe it's not gold yet. You haven't won the Super Bowl or whatever. You can't do that overnight, but it's close to
it. They've hit bolts,
silver.
Man.
I mean, they have done nothing but perform in every capacity. They told you they wanted to turn the product on the field around. They did so in lightning speed in a way that shouldn't have been possible, frankly, starting with hitting a home run with who they hired as a general manager, rebuilding, and for the first time in years, building a legitimate front office. That includes R&D and analytics. That includes the scouting department. Their number three and four in command right now in that front office is better than any number one that they've had in a non-coaching VP football capacity in a couple of decades. They just haven't tried this route. So they did that. And the football team, with picking correctly at the top of the board, got good pretty quickly. They are investing in their players. They have become a popular place to work. They've gone from being 32nd in the NFLPA polling in terms of quality of organization as a workplace to 11th overnight as an ownership group. And the next thing they're turning their attention to, as they've tried to put lipstick on a pig and improve the environment over in Landover, is a new stadium. And today, with Bowser, Harris, and Goodell meeting with reporters at the National Press Club, they said it's time to come back to D.C.
So I want to start by saying, welcome home. Let's give our commanders a big Washington, D.C. welcome. We are so happy to talk this morning about bringing our team home to the sports capital, back to RFK, where they belong.
There's going to be a million different angles for us to discuss today, tomorrow, in the days and weeks ahead, right? I think my first takeaway is, not unlike when Mark Seagraves of NBC4 broke the big story a few weeks ago that there was the framework of a deal coming together, the amount of money this ownership group is forking over privately is unprecedented.
Yep.
There has never been this large of a private commitment to Washington, D.C. And if you compare it to other NFL stadiums and projects, Tennessee's building a stadium set to open in a couple of years, 60% public money. Jacksonville's what they've done to fix things, 50% public money. Buffalo's new stadium's about half public money. The Saints, 67% public money. The best stadium in the league, Allegiant, out in Vegas, 37% public money, which wasn't viewed as a ton. It was viewed as a good deal. This is 24% of the money is going to be public. And the vast majority of that, by the way, goes to the project around the stadium, not the stadium itself. But you're talking about a 75% commitment in private money, $2.7 billion from Josh Harris and his ownership group.
Today, I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commander...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are ready to make the single, and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in DC history.
So, Danny, there's going to be plenty of people that will still take issue, and mm-hmm. that's fine.
Sure.
You're allowed to. Their stance is, to break it down, probably 1 cent to a billionaire for their stadium is too many. But living in the reality of what sports landscape is currently, mm-hmm. and in DC, where if you look at Nationals Park in 2008, 96% public money. If you look at Capital One Arena when it was built in 1997, even way back then, you hear so much about how it was built privately. 33% of that project was public money, more than this. 93% of CareFirst Arena in 2018, I think that's over at St. Elizabeth's, was public money. Capital One Arena, the transformation right now for the Caps and the Wiz, 64% public, 36% private. I am stunned mm-hmm. at the ratio here and impressed by that. And I think ultimately that's what's going to get it across the finish line.
I think so too. So here's the thing I will say. You'll see that $2.7 billion number is the headline. And it kind of is that. And what I mean is some of it is going to be, well, we'll pay you later once we earn some revenue from it. Or we'll pay you a different tax. Or this bond will get converted, et cetera. Here's the point. If you chip away some of that, it's still an enormous chunk of change coming from the ownership group. You follow me? It's still way out of, and I'm not saying this negatively, it's still way out of whack, way out of line with the trend. It's usually 50-50 or worse, where the city's got to pony up more or the municipality's got to pony up more.
I would say the average is way more public than private.
Absolutely. So. And you look at some of these other folks who are trying to build arenas or renovate or do other things, and they can't get public money, and they're going to go do what Jack Kent Cooke did. You look at some of the other folks that are agitating for new arenas, for new stadiums, they're going to go out to the deep burbs and hope that that works out for them because they can get cheaper land. The fact that this ownership group is willing to do it, let's say you're the ultimate cynic and you go, it ain't $2.7 billion. My point is, at worst, it's what, they are ponying up here. And given the fact that it's not just flat land, it's not just ground that they're going to be building on, the stadium is currently still there.
Yes.
The amount of money that it would take to knock it down, to move all the crap, to build all the things that they're talking about without a stadium, to put your park, your skate park, your whatever you want to do there for local residents, this is pretty much what it would cost. So, sorry. You know what I mean? Like, to me, this is one of those, even if you hate this, it's not going to the billionaire per se. The infrastructure would be spent no matter what.
You could tell me you don't like the deal. You can't tell me it's not a good deal.
As far as other deals go. Yeah, you're right.
You cannot tell me by the standard of what deals look like that this is not a good deal. You could tell me one penny's too much if that's your philosophy. By the way, some particulars on the stadium. We've said for years it would have a roof. It will. I don't think it's going to be a retractable roof. That costs almost $1 billion more. It means more money for the public, for, you know, more private money. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the best case scenario is it's a roof that doesn't feel like a roof because the sun can come in and you can feel like you're outside during the day. 65,000 seats, perfect for hosting major events. 8,000 parking spots. That's only 28% of the current stadium. That is going to be a sticking point for a lot of people. There will be way, way, way less tailgating opportunity. But the answer to that, at least from the site, is going to be upwards of 90 restaurants and bars that are walkable. There are currently zero within a mile. The only stadiums in America for the NFL where that exists are here with the Commanders and the Miami Dolphins. Roger Goodell told reporters today, by the way, I really do think this community could be a great host for a Super Bowl. I think the stadium has been the missing piece. So get ready. I mean, do you want to go to the Super Bowl? Do you want to have an NFL draft in D.C.? They could be coming. The Final Four, WrestleMania, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. What do you want to do? It's all on the table for you. Josh Harris says they want to host the biggest events when this thing's built.
That was the Washington that I remembered. When on Sundays, everything stopped. Everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium. And we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK that our fans will love, our opponents will fear. It'll be loud. We want to make it about football, but also about the city and the community, and we want to host the biggest and best events in the world.
How do you guys feel about the announcement today? And do you have nerves about this getting done? Because I got to be honest, we played a press conference on these airwaves. We played a bunch of cuts. We had a big party about the Wizards and the Capitals getting a new stadium in Virginia. Now, Louise Lucas can't shut this one down and post a bunch of memes.
But she could still meme, but I don't think they can stop anything.
She could post all the memes she wants. She just has no say in this
one.
There
we go.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.